O meu ganza faz tica tica bum tica. Pra eu cantar tica tica bum tica.
We're listening to the voice of Carmen Miranda. In the 1940s, she was the highest paid actress in Hollywood. She was famous in the United States for her outrageous costumes and beautiful voice, but she was rejected in Brazil, where she grew up, for being a sellout. As NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, Carmen Miranda is finally about to get her due. A permanent exhibition at a lavish new museum will open in her home city of Rio de Janeiro later this year.
I wonder why does everybody look at me and then begin to talk about the Christmas tree.
In this 1943 Busby Berkeley extravaganza, Carmen Miranda is adorned with a massive turban festooned with fake fruit. Around her, a huge cast of scantily clad women are waving around giant bananas. It's completely over the top. It kind of makes you feel like you've been immersed in a massive warbling fruit salad. But there was a lot more to Carmen Miranda than papier-mâché produce.
Actually, the Brazilians don't know Carmen Miranda as they should.
That's Heloisa Seixas, who wrote with her daughter Julia Romeo a children's biography of Miranda. Miranda was born in Portugal but immigrated to Rio de Janeiro with her family when she was a child. And before she became a star on Broadway and then Hollywood, Miranda was big in Brazil, says Julia Romeo. Her rise coincided with the beginning of the nascent music industry here.
She was the most successful Brazilian singer in Brazil for 10 years before she ever went to America, before she ever went to Broadway, before she ever made any movies. And so she was very important to Brazilian music and to Brazilian radio.
Well, speaking of this life in Brazil, right now we are in Urca, which is a neighborhood in Rio de Janeiro, and we're standing outside of what once was the very well-known and celebrated casino in Urca. And this is where Carmen Miranda sang, and she was also discovered by the Hollywood producer that took her to the United States. Tell me a little bit about that period.
Well, the first thing that happened, when she came back the next year, she had a very bad experience here, the Cassino da Urca. There was a show.
She was booed.
She was booed.
People were jeering her.
And she really was very upset. She cried. She stopped the show.
After that, she didn't come back to Brazil for 14 years. But she got the last word on the matter. This is a song she recorded about the incident called They Say I Came Back Americanized. The lyrics are both arch and sweet. How could I have come back Americanized, she asks. I always say te amo and I never say I love you. It was a huge hit at the time. Carmen Miranda always argued that she was Brazilian at heart. Here she is interviewed in London in 1948, where she explained what all that fruit was about.
In Brazil, in Bahia, the girls carrying a basket with the fruits in their heads, you see? And they have big necklaces and big bracelets, and they sell fruits in the street. And I take it from the girls.
And she used that image to make herself into a big business, constantly touring and putting on shows in casinos and clubs. In many ways, for the insular American audience of the day, she put Brazil on the map.
It was through her music and her person that Americans discovered what Rio de Janeiro was, what Brazil was, how Brazilians behaved.
Cesar Balbi is the director of the now-shut Carmen Miranda Museum in Rio. We are speaking in the museum which housed her collection after her death in 1955. It's a small, ugly concrete bunker in the middle of an expressway, not easily visible, the exact opposite of the woman herself. Balbi takes me into the back room where her things are kept in storage.
Oh, look at the headgear. It's my favorite part of Carmen Miranda, of course, the famous hats that she would wear in her shows. And there are a series of them in front of me, some with cherries, some with pineapples, others with small umbrellas. They're absolutely fantastic.
Her belongings, and fun fact, she made a lot of the turbans herself, are in the process of being packed up and shipped to their new location, the Museum of Image and Sound, smack dab on the main drag in Copacabana.
Balbi
says this museum was the wrong place for her. Now Now we are going to a bigger space, he says. It will be at the heart of a large museum that will show all the various musical traditions in Brazil. The emphasis will be on her music. She'll be in a part of the building that focuses on a genre called Happy Tropics. Back in Urca, Heloisa Seixas says the new permanent exhibition will be a huge success.
Carmen Miranda will be the anchor of the new museum. She will finally have the important space that she always deserved in Rio and in Brazil.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.